Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about Am I Evil? Well, let's go. Yes, friends, hope you guys are doing well and are kicking ass. Me, on the other hand, I think I might be getting sick. My throat's starting to hurt, and yeah, I don't know if you can hear my voice, but whatever, right? The show must go on. Yes, friends, I found this thing on Reddit about a chick being fucking evil. In my opinion, of course, but who cares? I'm a man. Fucking men's opinions don't mean shit in these days, does it? Apparently not. Anyways, let's bring up the clip from Reddit. Yes, friends, I'll see if I could do bitch voice, but I don't know. Let's find out, right? It says, from two chromosomes.
Just received the sentencing guidelines of my husband's domestic violence case.
Ooh, it doesn't sound that right, does it? Ooh, yeah, well, it is what it is.
My husband was arrested last year for S.A.M.E.
Gee, how the hell can you rape your fucking wife? She's your fucking woman. You're fucking getting a fucking sent to prison because you're getting the milk that you paid for? Gee, makes sense of that shit, but whatever. Let's continue.
The trial is set for June.
Ooh, great time to get fucked, right?
I've been waiting on the prosecutor to give me his sentencing guidelines just so I could have some ballpark of what he could be facing. I was thinking like 15 to 20 years.
Oh, like that's something to scoff at. 15, 20 years to lose fucking your time. Yeah, because you quote-unquote raped your wife. Yes. Do you think this guy deserves that shit? Oh, okay. But a wife could fucking deny you for having sex and nothing happens to her, right? Then what's the point of getting married? This shows you there is no point to get married. So, do you want to get married? This is the type of shit you have to deal with. Right? Just saying.
These are the actual guidelines.
Oh, so let's see what it's gonna be, right?
Low end, 56 years, 2 months.
Oh, that's low? Okay.
High end, 89 years, to 10 months.
Oh, that's fucking, huh?
Midpoint, 74 years, 10 months.
Fuck. So yeah, the high end is 89 years, almost fucking 90. The midpoint is fucking gonna be 75, and the low end is 76. Huh. What a fucking crazy chick, but fuck. She's fucking insane in my opinion, but whatever, right?
I was in shock when I saw them.
Well, yeah, this guy's gonna get tossed in prison forever and ever because of you. Enjoy.
I had no idea he could be looking at that much time.
Yes, women don't fucking realize what they do until they actually do it. That's why women are fucking stupid, and I know that you can't break bread. Unless you can control them. If you can't, don't even fuck with them. Just saying.
I was in shock when I saw them.
Yeah, but fuck him, huh? He's a man. He doesn't have feelings, so whatever.
I had no idea he could be looking at that much time.
Yes, ladies, because you're fucking stupid and women shouldn't have rights for this fucking thing, but whatever.
Even on the low end, that would basically be the rest of his life.
But yes, because he's a fucking man, his life doesn't mean shit to you, does it? Right, lady? Right? Fuck him, huh? Whatever, let's continue.
I don't know how to feel.
Well, if you are a real fucking human being, you should feel like shit because you're sending a person to rot in fucking prison for the rest of their fucking life. But you don't give a shit, do you? Okay, whatever, let's continue.
I reported him because I didn't want him to hurt anyone else.
Gee, he was your fucking husband. You should have fucked him. But no, because you have these stupid ass ideas floating in your mind that it's your body and your choice, even though he married you. Fuck him, huh? You fucking cunt. But whatever.
But I don't know if I would have knowingly he could literally be in prison for the rest of his life.
Oh, now that you feel that he's gonna rot in jail for the rest of his fucking miserable life, now you feel fucking remorseful? After the fucking fact that you fucked him over? You're a fucking evil bitch, in my opinion, of course, but I'm a man, my opinion doesn't mean shit, apparently. But whatever, let's continue.
is really hard not to feel guilty like I'm stealing his life from him.
Well, ding, ding, ding. You are stealing his fucking life just because of your fucking feelings. Yes, man. You see? Women get these stupid ideas in their fucking heads and then they fucking execute and then they get buyer's remorse. But who ends up fucking holding the bag? You do. So, don't do it, friends. Just saying.
Edit! Someone suggested I add that he has a prior conviction for rape already, which explains the long sentence guidelines!
Yes, so because people think that you did actually get raped, they're gonna fuck him extra sweet because this is the second time. Who knows, maybe the first time around was also another bitch lying. Who knows, you never know, right? Just saying. Yes, friends, these people are fucking assholes and pieces of shit in my opinion. But let's read the comment section, see what these fucking lovely creatures fucking said. It says right here from Max Gap, whatever. Doesn't matter.
I am sorry that you went through something horrible. I am sorry you are feeling conflicted.
This bitch just fucking threw this guy to prison, you fucking bitch, but whatever.
I hope that you are able to eventually find some peace.
Yes, well, your husband's finding love in prison. Enjoy.
I am not sorry that someone who has committed multiple acts of sexual violence will spend the rest of their life in prison.
Oh, yes, and when you do something fucking wrong, oh, no, I'm a girl, yeah. Fuck you stupid bitch.
They are not compatible with society.
Oh, like you are?
And the only way to keep him from doing more harm is to remove them from it.
Oh, but when you women do fucking your atrocities, it's like, oh, I'm just a girl in the world. Fuck you. But yeah, that's why you can't break with bread with these people, because they do shit like that. And because you're the man, you're the one that's holding the bag. So this is what happens. So enjoy. Oh, here's another one named the Predator. isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It says,
please don't waste another minute feeling guilty about stealing his life from him.
But she did, you fucking asshole.
He made his own choices.
Really? It's what he said, she said type of deal, but whatever.
This is on him.
Yeah, it's always on the man, huh? Fucking bitches. Well, you wanted to get married. This is what you get, so enjoy.
And he steal from his victims. From you.
What? You know they were married, right, you fucking cunt? But fuck you, in other words. Whatever.
Do not feel guilty about putting a predator.
Isn't your fucking name Predator yourself too? But whatever.
Behind bars where he belongs.
And you should be in the kitchen making a sandwich, you fucking cunt. But whatever.
And ensuring he can't hurt anyone else.
Even though you were married, he hurt you, huh? You fucking crazy bitch.
How much guiltier would you feel if you said nothing?
Yeah, maybe it was just fucking feeling and not fucking the real deal. But whatever, right? Fuck him. He could rot in prison. He's a man. It doesn't mean shit.
And he went on to hurt more women?
Did he? Yeah, I bet the first bitch was probably in line, but who knows, right? I'm not the one that did this shit, so I can't say one way or the other. But whatever, right? Let's continue. Yeah, we'll skip over the faggot soy, because he says great news. Fuck you, guy. Anyways, let's see what this other bitch says.
I think this is one of those times when the right decision can still feel kind of crappy.
Yeah, you're sending your husband to prison just because you think he fucking raped you. Yeah, you think that's fucking cool? That's fucking stupid, but whatever.
I hope you can give yourself time to process this and eventually recognize that you didn't choose this for him. He chose it for himself.
What? He just wanted to have sex with you. Yeah, maybe the guy was pushing a little bit too hard, but fucking A. That's why men shouldn't be married anymore, because shit like this happens. What's the point of doing this? You might as well have a sex doll or get yourself a prostitute. Or your hand. Yes, I doubted that your hand is going to throw your ass in prison. Unless you're a weirdo with a split personality, yeah. But that's some other shit, right? Anyways, let's continue.
And if you hadn't reported him, what then?
Well, nothing. You just go live on to your life. He supposedly raped you, but you're just probably not feeling the mood. Fucking cunt. Anyways.
He keeps doing it, and you are someone else.
Well, that's your wife. You're supposed to have sex with your wife. It's like, what the fuck? Why get married if you're not gonna fuck her, right? Just saying.
I think that would make you feel even worse in the long run.
Are you
Yeah, right. Women are fucking retarded. You see this? You see? Now you know why women don't deserve any rights. They have this kind of fucking bullshit mentality. And they'll throw your ass in prison. Yeah, if women didn't have any rights, you just tell her, ha ha ha, you laugh. They'll pat her on the head. Or she's being annoying, you tell her, shut the fuck up, bitch. And five across the face. But you can't do shit like that. And remember, friends, this is for entertainment purposes only. You shouldn't be hurting people or sending people to prison for stupid bullshit, right? Anyways, let's continue.
So do your best to let this go and let him worry about the sentence.
Yes, you're going to move on and you're going to get your holes filled by some other fucking guy. And this guy's going to get his holes filled by fucking Tyrone. Thanks to you. Enjoy.
He clearly isn't a safe person for anyone.
Thanks to you, bitch.
I'm glad you're free of him.
You're a fucking cunt. This fucking Eliza bitch, you could go fucking rot in hell and die of gonorrhea. But whatever, right? And this wife is also a fucking bitch. She deserves to get slapped. But no, people get fucked. Of course, only men get fucked, but women get all the cash and prizes. You see, friends? Everything's geared towards a woman. And because you're a man, they perceive you as the monster. And guess what? Where they put monsters? In prison. So yes, friends, if you want to have a girlfriend or a wife, this is the type of shit you have to deal with. So what are you going to do, friends? Either you get yourself a sex doll, or go through the fucking shooting range, or be a fucking faggot, or be celibate. Yeah, great choices, huh? Well, anyways, friends, you just got to take care of yourself and just save your pennies, work out, and do the best things you can for your own personal life, because other people are apparently fucking insane. And when Iran cleans this bullshit and we go into our own personal civil war, we get to get rid of this shit, but not before. So you wait for that time and don't die. I'll try not to die myself either, but yeah, who knows, man? We still got time. Anyways, you take care of yourself and each other. Goodbye.
They are the co-developers of the internet that we use to create a safe but intense sport.
Different strategy.
Oh, no.
Oh, hit the
I thought he missed at first, but it was his foot. He knocked him back into the wall. So he took one in the rib cage. And he did not respond.
Unscathed again.
Oh, man. Oh, he's up there in age, right? That's got to hurt. Oh.
That left a mark.
That part of the... Oh. That's...